Chicago in the mid-1800s was a sprawling, haphazard collection of rough wooden buildings along straight, broad streets, which stretched westward from the shore of Lake Michigan as far as the eye could see. Teeming with activity and growing rapidly, the city was fast becoming the general store of the West. It was also the hub of the country's expanding railway system. Its pungent slaughterhouses and noisy foundries were busy day and night. The stocky 19-year-old who stepped off the train one September evening in 1856 found Chicago a flamboyant, exciting place, especially compared to the staid and stifling Boston he had left behind 5 days before. What excited him most